Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortens.
One day, a little boy announced to his friends during a history lesson that his cousin was Virginia Dare. The moms all looked at each other, trying to process what that could mean. Wasn't she lost in Roanoke when the English returned and found the village decimated? Did she make it somehow? Or do we have our facts confused? Is his cousin named Virginia Dare by coincidence? He was just 8 years old and was repeating a fact jogged from his memory. He didn't really mean it. Our son William had been memorizing Latin endings in songs, chants, and charts since he was 4. In middle school, he struggled to apply them to translations. His friends kept reminding him to use the songs, but to no avail. Then one day he announced to the class, "Hey, the endings are in the songs." His brain wires just weren't ready to connect before then. And another time, I was leading a class in a lesson we had worked on for 14 weeks. In the middle of the lesson, a fifth grader blurted out, "I actually understand what I'm doing." He'd been cooperative and completed similar assignments during the previous 14 weeks, but he was really just mimicking me, his teacher. Now he's able to take all that practice and actually think it through to use it in new ways. A single light bulb turned on in his head. His parents need to remember that he still needs lots of practice and similar examples to ensure he doesn't forget what he has learned. Eventually, with brain maturation, he will be able to process even more ideas even more quickly as he becomes adept at teaching himself. The dialectic process, the ability to use, understand, and analyze the things we know, is built through drilling many facts and analyzing them often in various contexts.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortens. To learn more about Classical Christian Community, visit ClassicalConversations.com. That's ClassicalConversations.com.